Once you founded Curtis Construction, I understand that the second home that you built was for Tom Watson, who was at the time the president of IBM.
Yeah.
What do you remember about him or that project?
I was just looking at that either yesterday or today. You want to see it?
What is it?
Tom Watson's house.
I would love to see Tom Watson's house. You have a picture, huh? It looks like an album, maybe with some houses
pictures
here.
Of some homes. Oh, I see Gordon Tweedy's home.
Yeah. Sure. Who was that?
That says Gordon Tweedy Home, 1956 on Harlow Hill.
Yeah.
So this is a portfolio of homes that you've built over the years?
Yeah, I guess so.
That says Berthold von Bohlen home. So this, okay, yeah. 1957?
Yeah, that was the schoolhouse. Edith von Bohlen.
Edith. So what did you, was this the schoolhouse and then you converted it into a home?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I mean, how did I do it?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, how did you go about deciding what the best plan would be?
Well, she's the one that decided the plan.
How did she do that?
I don't know. How would you do it?
Well, I don't know. When someone would ask you to build a home then, they would draw it out for you and then you would build it?
Yeah. Anyway, that house was there. That schoolhouse was there.
Wow. Oh, neat. So did when you built the addition to the schoolhouse, did you renovate the interior of the schoolhouse at the same time?
No. I don't remember who did that.
What do you remember about Edith? Do you remember much about her as a person?
Yeah, she was a great gal.
Because she ended up living here in town, too, right, where the dentist office is on the corner?
Yeah.
But this is beforehand.
It was just the schoolhouse.
Was she the first owner of this home after it stopped being a schoolhouse?
Yeah.
Was there anything inside the schoolhouse itself that you tried to preserve, or the woodwork and so forth?
No.
So the Edward Bench home, and then the Thomas Watson home. There it is, 1957.
Yeah.
So what do you remember about him or about building this home?
Oh, he had the plans, but he wasn't here when we built it. He came into the house, and he says, "My God, this is not a house. This is a hotel." In fact, in here where little elevation. And he stood up on the upper part there and looked it over. He said, that's what he said. Hell, this is not a house, this is a hotel. But he had the plans. That's what we went by.
Did he have an architect draw up the plans?
Yeah.
And then to you? Do you remember how much square footage it had? Was it pretty big?
How much what?
Square footage it had? Was it a pretty big house?
Yeah, good sized house. The architect was Larry Hess, who also designed what is that one?
This is Edward Bench.
And Bench.
In Waterbury Center.
Yeah. Who was that?
Gordon Tweedy.
Oh yeah.
And her.
It's just down from the toll house.
Did you know the Tweedys? Well, was it Claire and Gordon Tweedy?
Yeah.
What do you remember about them?
Very nice people. Get along with Gordon very well here, too.
Do you remember much about their personalities?
Mm-hmm. Just thought they were very nice people. Huh? Mm-hmm. What do you want to know about their personality?
Oh, just curious.
An old schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm. So did you build I see the Stohoff here. So did you build the Stohoff?
Put the third floor on.
In 1957. Was that a tricky project?
Sure. It was tricky because there's a pool right here. He wouldn't let us put renting in the pool to build a staging or anything. I'd do all cantilever work. You know what cantilever is?
Can you tell me?
Yeah. I mean, have to start here to build something out here. You have to anchor here. Cantilever.
So how did you end up having to do it?
Well, I'm just like, you see how it's done. These look like they go straight up, but they don't. I'm kidding. I have that picture in the swimming pool right here.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't put that in the swimming pool. We had to go back further than that. And these don't go straight up. They go out this way. Well, you don't have another shot of that.
Now, who designed the new addition? Who came up with that plan?
The owner, Larry Hess.
Huh. And then the Wiesner's home, so you built that?
Yeah.
And do you remember where the plan came for that? Is that something they designed, or did they have an
architect? I don't know where the plan came from.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you know Fritz Wiesner very well?
Sure. Both...
Did you ski together?
Did I? No. I don't know if we skied naked. No. I don't know. Is that Tom Watson house?
That's the Tom Watson house. And this is the Clark Lyon home?
Clark Lyon, yeah.
1959 is so hollow.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what that is. Is this the same home? Because this one says Walter Levering.
Yeah.
1959.
Same home, different. It's a different shot.
That looks like a big house.
I mean, this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.